We are glad you're joining us today. This is Tom and Julie Meekins of Champions for Parents, a ministry that seeks to empower and encourage all parents, especially those raising a child with special needs or any kind of challenges. Our goal is to help you, as a parent, to be a champion for your child. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about the best toys to choose to help our children develop and grow.
In these podcasts, we want to bring you information that empowers you on your journey as a parent. Our desire is to share with you what we have learned over the years as parents raising our typically developing children and our children who struggled with various special needs. We wouldn't be where we are without a knowledge of and a relationship with the God who made us. Through Jesus, we are able to begin to make sense of the challenges before us. This week, before taking time to consider the best developmental toys for our children, let's consider some thoughts from God's words. From God's word.
And they are God's words too,
from,
right?
From God's word, yes. After waiting for 10 years, Julie and I were blessed with a child. And then a few years later.
Yes, we were. We were blessed with...
We are doing this on the computer because we don't have a printer that is
communicating. No, we don't have to start it over. We're good. We are doing this on a computer, and it's not compatible with our printer right now because we just moved and our world is turned upside down. And you know what? We're going with the flow, and we're doing great.
Yes. So let me start this over. After waiting 10 years, as we were saying, Julie and I were blessed with child number one, then child number two, then child number three, then child number four.
Whoa.
All within a 6-year period.
And we live to tell about it.
And that's so true. All along, we knew Proverbs 22, verse 6. We wanted to teach and train our children in the way they should go. Our hearts and minds wanted them to grow up and mature into adult life. Our beloved pastor back then always had a saying that our children are on loan by God. This means for a certain number of years, we have them under our roof at home and can pour our lives into them. For some families, this can be 18 years or more. Even when they've graduated from high school, we still have the responsibility to teach them according to biblical principles. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." And I know that you have the same commitment to raising your child. You want them to grow up, to mature, to make wise decisions. The book of Proverbs is full of principles and advice about raising our children. In fact, there are many lessons here just in Proverbs of chapter 22. So as we look at, for example, verse 1, "A good name is more desirable than great riches." I remember telling my son when he went out, I said, remember, you're representing not only the Lord, but you're representing our family. And I'm wondering if he remembers that even today.
I know that he honors that, and he still does.
Absolutely honors that. And if you go on through chapter 22, verse 4, "Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life." And so there's lots of principles here in Proverbs chapter 22. As we teach our children, please don't leave out the whole counsel of God. Teach them that they need forgiveness from the God who made them. The instructions from the Bible are there for us to know how God wants us to live. However, everyone falls short of a perfect God. Even mommy and daddy needs God's grace, you can tell your children. Teach them that the penalty of falling short is sin, and that penalty is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Teach them and explain to them the very important verse, John 3:16. It has a wonderful outline where we learn that God loved, God gave, We believe, we receive. God loves us. God gave his son to die on the cross for the forgiveness of sin. He died. He was buried. He rose again. We just need to believe and receive this gift of eternal life. And that's the good news. In all our work with our children, we want to teach and train them. We want them to have the best education, the best living environment, the best toys to play with. We love our children as we teach them to live on earth, on this side of eternity. Let us also teach them about the future and living on the next side of eternity.
So important, really. Thanks for sharing all that. When you have that kind of foundation, it really does make a huge difference in the way that we raise our children. Okay, so let's talk about the best toys for our children.
Yes, we're going to get into making life good for our children.
Yes.
And what can they do? What are some of the toys that they can be playing with?
From a practical standpoint.
Very practical.
It can be perplexing for birthdays and holidays to find good gifts for our children. We are eager to find things that will enhance our children's development, aren't we? There are a lot of toys advertised on television and social media. How does a parent or grandparent pick what to purchase for a child? On today's podcast, we're sharing our suggestions with some recommendations and ideas from family and friends of toys and ideas that will be best for our children. We want to caution you to stop and think about those flashy advertisements you are bombarded with all over the place. Mega bucks go into marketing that targets our children. Many of these bright and shiny objects may not be the best option if we have good development in mind. Whether you're reaching for physical, educational, speech and language, sensory, emotional, spiritual, or any other kind of healthy development for your child, you want to be purposeful in what you introduce to them. It has been our observation through the years that the here today, gone tomorrow fads and trendy toys can create these concerns. Have you ever seen kind of rising up in your child that entitlement attitude? I gotta have the latest this and that and the other thing. Do you see them comparing themselves with their friends and what their friends have? And then that envy and jealousy and coveting rearing its ugly head. The toys that generate increased TV watching, is that helpful for our kids? Or increased electronics use? Things to think about.
Or the toys that you have to have after seeing certain movies.
Oh, yes. Yes. These guys, these kind of toys can bust the budget. Mm. They can be expensive, especially if you always have the goal of keeping up with the latest and greatest. Children often don't need to use their imaginations with trendy toys. And it can often cause brothers and sisters to fight. So we want you to think about these options as optimal toys for child development. For infants, the black and white toys, black and white pictures, anything that's black and white, and that will enhance infant development. For babies, our daughter Katie has a 5-month-old little girl. She is all about finding toys that are helpful for developing our granddaughter. She's looking forward to either purchasing or creating a sensory board, and she's been happy to find and make available to her daughter toys that appeal to the senses and are easy to manipulate.
We like toys that mimic real life. Toy dishes, toy foods, toy kitchens.
My wonderful high school friend Karen agreed and added this thought, I like gender-neutral dollhouses, or toy food plates and utensils to foster functional language.
Right.
Paige, a friend of ours, she's a mother of 7 and a grandmother of many, we kind of lost count of how many, suggested measuring spoons and cups. Now there's, Paige is a sage. She's a wise one with all those kids and grandkids.
And some more ideas of toys that foster imagination and development are toy garages with cars, toy tools, dress-ups, toy cash registers, dolls, dollhouses, blocks, Legos and blocks both got some votes when we put the question out on social media for folks to share their favorite toys.
Ruth chimed in with both blocks and Legos.
Right.
Legos are a favorite of our friend Robert, too. He shared this with us. Legos have worked out great, letting the girls' imaginations run wild and helping them to learn to manipulate small objects. Here's a bonus. I enjoy Legos, too, so it gives me some quality time with the kids. Now, two suggestions that we're really not even familiar with, but we trust the people who suggested them, are Picasso tiles and the Bach block, B-A-C-H, block. Our friend Katie suggested the Picasso tiles, and our friend Stephanie was the one who recommended the Bach block. So you guys can go look those up and see what they are and see if that's something that you would like.
Oh, cardboard boxes. Our daughter Katie suggested that you add markers and crayons, and our friend Ruth said, the bigger, the better.
Yeah.
When we got a
refrigerator,
I'm thinking the wood stove,
and they
put up the chimney, and it was all the pieces came in a box, and the kids love playing with those boxes.
You can make houses out of them, all kinds of cool stuff with those big
Lincoln
boxes.
Logs, Tinker Toys, wooden blocks, Legos without instructions. That makes you creative. Sewing cards and any kind of pattern blocks were suggested by Jennifer.
I loved introducing sewing cards to my kids, and we certainly had our share of Lincoln log cabins and Tinker Toy creations made by our kids through the years.
Pencils, tapes, rubber bands, paper clips, magnifying glasses were great ideas coming from Chippy.
Thank you, Chippy.
Thank you.
And Cassandra said that her son likes to play with keys, and I remember that when I was a kid, playing with a set of keys and pretending that it unlocked all kinds of places in my imagination.
Yeah, even grandmothers got into the discussion. Betsy, who went to college with me, had this to say. I've still got our kids' toys decades later that I'm saving for the next generation. And I look for them on eBay. Shape-O Ball, Noah's Ark, nesting buckets, the like.
And Tate, a mother of 10, now grown children, and a grandmother, suggested stacking measuring cups and using pan lids for symbols. Terry was happy to get a wooden train, and Terry, I went to high school with, she was happy to get a wooden train with blocks and a wooden car carrier truck for her grandson. We also had a vote for a book entitled Love You Forever. Thank you, Ann Rachel. Yes, books! So many wonderful worlds can be opened for a child through the pages of books. We recommend strongly that you provide books children can open and peruse for themselves and be committed to creating read-aloud times for you and your child. Exploring the pages of books with your child enhances development, yes. It also builds relationships and helps to give your child a sense of security. Although we're not inclined to endorse any particular name brands, we did want to mention that there are several votes for LeapFrog products and Thomas the Tank Engine products. Thank you, Kelly, Laura Lee, Minnie, and Terry. Sheila confirmed that Play-Doh, crayons, paper, wooden blocks are good developmental helps. Toys that encourage exercise.
Yes, such as balls, badminton, lawn games such as cornhole, crochet.
Okay, I spelled that wrong. But crocheting is a good one, too. It just doesn't induce exercise.
Our Katie took up crocheting and does a very good job at crocheting. But you can go out and play croquet. That's
yes,
for sure.
Croquet's a good
jump
one.
Jump rope, hula hoop. Amy's excellent at hula hoop. Wiffle ball and wiffle bat. Basketball and a hoop. Swings, monkey bars, sliding boards. And many other toys that teach our children things.
And here's some more. Puzzles are good, according to Becca in El Salvador. She also added that her daughter's favorites are not even toys. This is what she said. She likes to help me string beans, peel veggies, dump water on the floor, wash the dishes, stir imaginary things. And she said, who needs toys, haha? And then some other things. Alphabet games, math games, board games like Monopoly, Life, Scrabble, strategic kinds of games.
Right.
Other wonderful ideas that help kids grow. Water play, remember?
Painting on the sidewalk with bucket of water and a brush.
So we would give our kids large buckets and large paintbrushes.
Yes.
And they were good for hours out there painting different kinds of creations, designs on the driveway. And what's cool about that on a hot day is it dries up pretty quickly, and then you've got your easel all back again. So that's kind of cool. Now, my cousin Shannon had a great idea. She has a large bucket of beans for her daughter. She said to add different sized cups, spoons, bowls, and funnels. She also mentioned that her daughter loved sensory balls when she was a baby and recommended a sensory board that has different kinds of latches and things to do. Megan said that blocks, small plastic runner animals, and wooden dollhouse family dolls were fun for her kids. She also had this to say, "Sometimes no toys are needed. My two youngest will play for hours with not one toy." This mom has done a good job in fostering imagination for her children. Bethany mentioned that her three boys love pattern blocks. She humorously described her kids as the creator, the rule follower, and the thrower, and said the pattern blocks have been a huge hit for all three of them. We even had some suggestions from a speech therapist-to-be. Morgan shared this. Wind-up toys, Play-Doh, sensory bins with sand, rice, water, or beans, as Shannon suggested, bubbles, books, stacking blocks, puzzles, puppets, and piggy bank-type toys are some of what we use in the speech and language clinic all the time. Now let's talk about the benefits of toys that enhance child development. They invite children to
manipulate, strategize, they help them create, to fully participate in the event, to be more social, to gain skills, and some more benefits.
Some more benefits. The suggestions mentioned here in this podcast work wonders in enhancing great child development things. Sequential processing skills, gross motor skills, muscle development, speech development, sensory integration, and as Karen said, functional language skills, and much more. So, when it's time to purchase a toy for a birthday or holiday gift, or if you're just looking for good ways to keep your children occupied, we hope you now have an arsenal of amazing ideas. This was a fun podcast to put together. I really enjoyed that. Okay, so now we come to
tip for the day. This is the section of the podcast where we give you a tip for the day. And this one is the body contact problem.
I guess we should be calling it the tip for the week, shouldn't we?
For the week, yeah. Well, it's for today.
Okay.
You're listening to today. So, but this is something that you may be wrestling with your children or your child. The body contact problem.
Yes. Does your child hug other children too aggressively and maybe level other kids? We had a little guy in our Sunday school class this past Sunday who was very good about hugging people. And so we thought that was a good thing, except that every time he hugs people, he levels them. So we have to watch him carefully so that he doesn't hurt anybody in his love. Does your child have trouble keeping out of your and others' personal space? Does your child love body contact and can't get enough, constantly wanting to cuddle and touch you? On the other hand, does your child hate body contact and run from your affection? If you said yes to any of these, your child just needs some more sensory input. Here's what you can do. Do you want to describe arm and leg squeezes?
Arm and leg squeezes. These are massages to your arms and to the legs. Start on the toes and squeeze every toe, and then slowly, you know, squeeze up your child's leg and on one limb, and then to the next limb, the toes, and then up the child's leg, and then you go to the fingers and squeeze their fingers, and just slowly go up their limb, and then to the other hand, and slowly go up the arm. Squeeze as you go.
What you can't see is that Tom's doing it on himself as he describes it to you, which would be very fun for you to watch. Okay. Okay, we've also got rug roll up. I like this one. So you can take a rug, a thin rug, or a big blanket or something that you can roll your child in. Put them at the corner and make sure the face is always out and breathing well. You roll your child up and then you unroll them, and you roll them up and unroll them. Kids love that. The next one that we really like is blanket burrito, which is really the same thing. Instead of using a rug roll up, using a rug, you use a blanket. So blanket burrito. Now, you can also use a handheld massager. Some kids hate this and some kids love this, but sometimes this will give them the message to the brain, opens up pathways, makes new connections, and helps them to really be more, it's not typical that we're looking for, it's more appropriate, right, that we're looking for in their body contact. And then squeeze balls are always a good idea to have for your children to manipulate. If you sense that your child has a moderate or severe concern in these areas, either hyper, too much, or hypo, not enough, you might also want to consider weighted things, weighted vests, a weighted blanket, a weighted lap pad, or a weighted stuffed animal. Amy has a very heavy blanket on her bed, and that really helps her brain to know where her body is in time and space. And that's what you're doing here. You're giving the brain the information that it needs to know where the body is in time and space. And we recommend that you do these activities until you see a change. So maybe you can add this into your everyday schedule, and that you will be doing great things for your child.
Okay, so whatever you do with your child is always beneficial. Developing relationships with your family.
Developing the child, developing relationships, it's all good.
Yes. So remember, it's never too late, and there's always hope for your child. We're Tom and Julie Meekins, and we bring you these podcasts through the Ministry of Champions for Parents. We're USA missionaries to parents, especially those who are raising a special needs child or a child with challenges, through pefministry.org. Our goal is to help you as a parent to be a champion for your child. We teach online classes, and we love to speak in person to parent groups wherever they may meet. We have spoken to parent conferences, mothers of preschoolers, moms next groups, homeschooling groups, ladies brunch groups. We also like to talk to church groups about our ministry to see if they want to join our team and come on board to offer support, encouragement, and empowerment to all parents, and especially those who are raising a child with any kind of challenges within their community and beyond. If you know of any parenting group who are looking for a speaker, send us an email at championsforparents, that's champions, number 4, parents, at gmail.com. And let's get the conversation started. And if you want to receive our monthly ministry newsletter, please send us an email at championsforparents@gmail.com. We would love to connect with you.
We know you already have a heart for giving and are looking for ministries that resonate with you. If you too have a heart for kids who struggle and their families, and you're looking to partner financially with a team who deeply cares, who has been there, and who is on the cutting edge of providing opportunities for empowerment for these families, get in touch with us at championsforparents@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to the next time.
May you have joy in your parenting journey. Goodbye
for now.